This morning, a group of clergy members met at the Unity Church in Clearwater to give their interfaith opinions on healthcare reform. WMNF reports. The press conference was held today to coincide with the last week of the congressional recess. The speakers shared their own spiritual opinions and personal experiences with healthcare and what they want to see in reform. Reverend Abhi Janamanchi from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Clearwater repeatedly said that healthcare is not something that should be reserved for only some Americans.
Our faith traditions teach us that all people have worth and that caring for the sick and injured is a basic human responsibility. We believe that the crisis in American healthcare is not merely an economic, social, or political problem. It is a moral problem that confronts us all.
Reverend Anton DeWitt of the Faith United Church of Christ in Clearwater echoed this sentiment while expressing his discontent with the way many politicians have been behaving.
The fear-mongering and openly fraudulent claims by politicians, I believe, can no longer go unchallenged. So we call for a decent, civilized conversation on an issue of immense importance. This is not a luxury we are debating, but a basic human right. We call on all parties involved in God's name to enter into serious and sincere conversation with one another, securing an option for all of the people of this society to participate in our extraordinary healthcare opportunities.
Because of the fact that healthcare is not a universal right, Reverend Phyllis Hunt from the Metropolitan Community Church in Tampa says that we should be aware of who is making the decisions.
So let us engage in this possibility from a place of listening to each person's challenges and recognizing that the powerful are making decisions based on their privilege, not just their power. And may that include all people, not just those in the center of the dominant privilege.
Aziz Marchant shared from the Islamic perspective, which he called a humanistic point of view. Like Reverend DeWitt, he was disappointed by the way this has been handled by the public so far.
I have been watching the debates on the television, and I'm suddenly thinking to myself, what's happened to our nation, the way they're shouting and howling at each other? And we're supposed to be a so-called an educated bunch of people, well-respected in the world. But when I saw all that bickering going on, I thought, that's so childish and so petty. If they would just get together and reason out things.
Reverend Janamanchi again spoke about his opinion.
Disagreeing over policy options is one thing. That's part of democracy. Blocking progress altogether, especially when the cost is being measured in human health and lives, is arrogant and immoral.
Leslie Molino was in the audience. She shared her own experiences with healthcare and her opinion on reform. Her daughter's extreme health conditions have caused her to experience many parts of the system firsthand. She thinks it needs to change, but the government wouldn't fix it entirely.
Because Nina has SSI disability, because she was born missing internal organs, she has Medicaid. Her father gave our country 18 and a half years of his life to the military, so he has VA coverage. But I can't afford health insurance for myself, so I pay cash. I will tell you, I'm opposed to H.R. 3200. There's things in it that y'all need to read, primarily if you have children with special needs, or if you have elders. You need to read the bill. Don't listen to everything you hear on the airwaves.
Another audience member, Janice Carney, has had experience with the VA system as well.
Since that time, I have had the best health care, and it cost me nothing, the VA system. And it's a wonderful system. And I get my medical, I get everything I need in great care. They get their prescriptions for practically nothing. And my point, I do not understand why this whole country cannot have a similar system.
One member of the audience explained why she thought that health care reform should get passed now.
It is a start. And if this start fails, public health or coverage for all will become the third rail for any future political discussion. It will not ever come up again. So yes, it isn't perfect. No, it doesn't solve any problems, but it can be fixed. And if something doesn't get passed, then your opportunity is lost to ever make healthcare a right and not a privilege.
Stewart is a former employee of direct and managed care. He feels that the insurance companies need to stop discriminating against sick people, which is what he says is current practice.
I think that the government should. I'm in favor of a single-payer system. I mean, Medicare, I think Medicare works. I think the government's great. And after all, who is the government? We are the people are supposed to be the government. And it is not us running this government. It is the lobbyists and the health insurance lobbyists. And if you think they listen to us, you're crazy, because they can't get elected if they don't have the money.
President Obama will address a joint session of Congress on health care next Wednesday, September 9th. For more information about the Unity Church, visit unityofclearwater.org. For more on the health care reform debate, visit whitehouse.gov/issues/health_care. For WMNF in Clearwater, this is Lindsay Cradwell.